Thanks for listening to this KCRW podcast. I'll keep this short, but it's our fundraising season right now, and as a nonprofit, we rely on you to run our bold and innovative slate of podcasts. There's lots of ways to give, but you've got to do it by September 24th. Find what works best for you at kcrw.com/join. Okay, now on to the show.
Hey, Vanessa here. As you probably know, Nocturne is part of the KCRW family. Every year, for the last several years, KCRW's independent producer project has run something called the 24-Hour Radio Race. Producers of all levels from anywhere in the world make a four-minute nonfiction radio piece over the course of a day and one very intense night. The morning of the race, producers are told the theme, and this year it was Where the Sun Don't Shine. This year there were over 160 submissions, and I got to pick one of them for the Nocturne Award. There were a lot of creative and beautiful pieces, but there was one that really jumped out at me. It tells a somewhat sensitive story with candor, humor, and stellar sound. It truly peers into the dusty corners of the night, where many would prefer not to look, and if they do, what they see is uncomfortable, but real. So this is a short bonus episode featuring the winner of the 24-Hour Radio Race's Nocturne Award. It's by producer Matt Livedary, and it's called The Telltale Arse. Matt said that during the race, he tried to force himself to take a 15-minute nap at one point, but when he lay down, all he could think about were ways to make the piece better, so it was impossible to rest. The effort shows.
Let me start off by apologizing.
You gonna do this on your podcast?
This was never a story I thought I'd tell.
I'm surprised you want to put it out there to the world, but...
Let alone on public radio.
That's up to you.
It started about 10 years ago, when I was having trouble sleeping. Because something, and I'm sorry for this, but something was itching, like inside my butt. I remember finding something half the size of a grain of rice crawling on my face. I did a quick Google search and was horrified. Pinworm.
Sure, so pinworms are little parasitic worms, and they look like little
tiny... They're literally
tiny,
like little worms.
They're little tiny worms. Yes. They look like little white pieces of dental floss.
You can catch it by breathing.
It's so common in kids, and parents are so embarrassed about it and completely freaked out by it.
Well, I would count myself among them now. Doctor, thank you nonetheless.
My friend Will was one of the only people I told about it.
Do you remember me having pinworm?
Oh, do I? In fact, I think you would agree that that was probably the low point of your life.
It made things even more strained between me and my then-girlfriend. We agreed I'd sleep on the couch until I could get rid of them. But the weird thing was, Western medicine didn't believe me. Between dermatologists, proctologists, stool samples, enemas, every doctor said they found nothing. I was beginning to wonder if this was all in my head. But then, my girlfriend got it. And then my friend Will.
Like, I took those pills and they went away.
So do you think I gave it to you?
I don't think it's a coincidence we had it at the same time.
I was slowly going insane. I consulted a group on Facebook and resorted to some radical suggestions.
They say pumpkin seeds are a helpful food.
Wormwood.
Wash your clothes.
Garlic.
Change your sheets.
Carrots.
Wear tight fitting underwear.
Papaya seeds.
High heat dryer.
Coconut oil.
Scrub your fingernails.
Cut your fingernails.
Tape your butthole.
Get a bacterial hand wipe and wipe your phone,
keyboard,
steering wheel,
mouse.
I ordered illegal medicine from a shady Canadian pharmacy.
Did you shove garlic up your butt?
Yes.
Like a whole clove.
I don't know, I didn't know that I told anyone that.
But none of it worked.
My family has been struggling with pinworms for approximately 2 years.
Google or Reddit search for pinworm, and the amount of times you'll find the word suicide is gut-wrenching. It started to freak me out, and my mom, too.
You know, you just weren't getting rid of it, and my concern was that you'd have it for the rest of your life, and it would be something that would always affect your personal life.
Before I knew it, I hadn't really slept in a year and a half. So I decided to see a really alternative doctor.
So I remember you went to this quack.
Remember you had your arm covered in clay.
I feel like there were crystals involved.
That's my sister and her husband, by the way. Now, stay with me for a sec. The quote-unquote doctor told me I was a knight in a past life, and apparently I'd inadvertently gotten someone killed, and I carried that guilt in my DNA into my current life. And that shame was why my pinworm wouldn't go away. You try and figure that one out. Now, I don't know about my past life, but but it was clear that harboring the secret was destroying my current life. I decided to open up about it to people like my sister. And for the first time ever, I was able to laugh about my pinworm. And with that, it became lighter. I stopped focusing on it.
There was nothing better than pinworm jokes.
And one day I woke up and it was just gone.
Yes.
I have no idea how it happened, but I do know that shame lives in the shadows. And if we want to detach from the things that are holding us back, we have to shed light everywhere, even where the sun don't shine. This piece was produced by Matt Lividery as part of the 24-hour radio race from KCRW's Independent Producer Project.
You just heard The Telltale Arse by Matt Lividery, this year's Nocturne Award winner from KCRW's 24-hour radio race. To hear all of the radio race winners, go to kcrw.com/IPP. We'll have a new episode of Nocturne for you on Tuesday, October 8th. Thanks for listening.
Still there? Third time's a charm, right? Support KCRW. We love you for it. Go to kcrw.com, say it with me now, /join.